You are listening to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking CDs at random, putting them in the CD player, and pressing shuffle function. The number here is 867-5267-360-867-KAOS, and we have a caller on the line. Let's bring him on the air. Hello, welcome to Radio 8 Ball. What is your handle?
Hi, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. My question is, should I be moving? And if I should, would it be good to move to a smaller house, a smaller place?
And what shall we call you?
Why don't you just call me, the secret woman today, I'll be.
The secret woman, should you move to a smaller house? Okay, I have picked a CD at random. I am now going to put it in the CD player and press shuffle function. When the song's over, we'll come back and help you figure out what it means. So please stay on the line.
Cool.
And here it comes.
Seen Jezebel, she was born to be the woman I would know and hold like the breeze, half as tight as both eyes closed. And who's seen Jezebel? She went walking where the cedars lined the road. A blouse on the ground where the dogs were hungry, roaming, saying, we swear we'll love you more. And holy Jezebel, it's we. Be the woman we could blame. Make me a beast half as brave, I'd be the same. And who's seen Jezebel? She was gone before I ever got to say, lay here my love, you're the only shape I'll pray to. Jezebel, who's seen Jezebel? Will the mountain last as long as I can wait? Wait like the dawn, how it aches to meet the day. Who's seen Jezebel? She was certainly the spark for all I've done. The window was wide, she could see the dogs come running, saying,
was Heather Lauren from her CD Mosaic and her version of the Iron and Wine song Jezebel, written by Sam Beam, who goes under the nom Denoise Iron and Wine. And that was the answer to Secret Woman's question, should she move into the smaller house? So, Secret Woman, are you with us?
I am with you.
So, what do you think about that as the answer to your question?
I feel very unsure, and I'd love to hear what your spin is on that.
Well, I'm kind of curious about what your situation is, but I'll just interpret it as if it was my question. So,
well, I can tell you, I live in a large home, but it's really expensive, and I don't have, you know, and it's really expensive, so I don't really have any extra money, and it's only a limited time that I can be here, so that's why I'm thinking of moving to a smaller place.
Well, I mean, in this song, the character Jezebel has left, and so there's lines like, "Who's seen Jezebel? She was certainly the spark for all I've done. The window was wide; she could see the dogs come running." So I'm thinking of the dogs as being like the bill collectors. And in this case, this is someone, a woman who has left, and this guy is now looking for her, and she's gone. So it does suggest movement. And it also does suggest that her movement was in some way, could maybe be a response to something that was oppressive. And in the case of Jezebel, it's probably prejudice against women. Or oppression against women, but in this case, your oppression that you might be facing is the oppression of finance, which is also a, you know, could be the dogs at the door. So that's what I thought. And I just, there's you know, in the song, it's talking about how she's brave, and she's, what is the line? "She was born to be the woman we could blame. Make me a beast half as brave, I'd be the same." So in a way, she's leading the way for something. So I don't know how that relates to your question, but do you want to tell a little bit more about the situation? I guess it's a financial concern, which is,
well, and it's not like, not right now. Right now I'm okay. I'll be okay for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But I just need. I wonder if I should be thinking long term. I find it the lyrics very positive as far as the strength of this woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how people respond to her. And I just almost wonder if it doesn't even matter where she's living. I mean,
there's a line also in the line where it says, in the song where it says, "She went walking where the cedars line the road." Does that apply to the place where you live, or maybe is there a particular place you're looking at?
Well, no, I just looked at one place today for the first time, and it wasn't at all what I wanted. But actually, I where I walk now, there's all kinds of evergreens, and you know, I don't see very many cedars, but you know, occasionally. But actually, also, that's something when I'm looking, I can be looking at.
Yeah. Although, again, in the song, as I'm looking at it, I'm wondering, it says, "Who's seen Jezebel? She went walking where the cedars line the road, her blouse on the ground where the dogs were hungry roaming, saying, wait, we swear we'll love you more and wholly, Jezebel. It's we that you are for only." So it makes me think that it's possible that where the cedars line the road might not be, I mean, what hovers on the edge of this song is danger, is a sense that something has happened to Jezebel, and this character in the song is wondering where she is, singing her praises, and he doesn't really say, but it does sound like that, like there is some sense of danger, which maybe could just be reflecting the feelings that you're having in asking this question, not the danger that Jezebel faced, but the danger of, you know, you see down the road that this might, your current living situation might not be the most sustainable for you. And so maybe it's that just hovering, I mean, it's interesting you say it's down the road in a ways that you're, that the finances might be a problem.
Oh, so in that interpretation, then I would think that maybe staying where I am might be a good thing right now.
It could be. I mean, I think the main thing here is probably to squarely address where you might sense danger and where your fear might be coming in around this. And I don't know what practices you might have for grounding or for getting present to what's actually there beyond the chatter in our minds sometimes.
Right.
But it might be that that's the way through that sort of sense of foreboding on the periphery.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the little house I looked at today when I came home, I just had to sit down and clear my energy for quite a long time.
Yeah.
It just totally, it was not good. I mean, I just picked up something that wasn't good. So I don't know if that's also being picked up in the song. You know, that's just what happened to me today.
Well, it's great that you're trusting your instincts around that stuff. That's really important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Secret Woman, and I hope that you find the right place or find your place where you are to be the right place, but that wherever you are, it's some place that feels safe and comfortable and a good place to be living.
Cool. Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye.